Text 31. John Keats. La belle dame sans merci.
Oh, what can ail thee, knight-at-arms, alone and palely loitering? The sedge is withered from the lake, and no birds sing. Oh, what can ail thee, knight-at-arms, so haggard and so woe-begone? The squirrel's granary is full, and the harvest's done. I see a lily on thy brow with anguish moist and fever dew, and on thy cheeks a fading rose fast withereth too. I met a lady in the meads, full beautiful, a fairy's child. Her hair was long, her foot was light, and her eyes were wild. I made a garland for her head, and bracelets too, and fragrant zone. She looked at me as she did love, and made sweet moan. I set her on my pacing steed, and nothing else saw all day long, for sideways would she lean and sing a fairy's song. She found me roots of relish sweet, and honey wild, and manna dew, and sure in language strange she said, "I love thee true." She took me to her elfin grot, and there she gazed and sighed full sore. And there I shut her wild, wild eyes with kisses for. And there she lulled me asleep, and there I dreamed, ah, woe betide, the latest dream I ever dreamed on the cold hillside. I saw pale kings and princes too, pale warriors, death pale were they all. They cried, "La belle dame sans merci, thee hath in thrall." I saw their starved lips in the gloam, with horrid warning gaped wide. And I awoke, and found me here, on the cold hillside. And this is why I sojourn here, alone and palely loitering, though the sedge is withered from the lake, and no birds sing.